another edition of the Mile High Real Estate Podcast. All right, welcome to another edition of the Mile High Real Estate Podcast. I'm Brian Arnold. This is a special edition. I happen to be in Tampa, Florida today. And so behind me, you may see, it's not really a virtual background. It's a real background. And I am excited about having Allison on today. Allison and I have some things in common that we haven't even talked about yet, because she has 8 children. I have 8 children. She works in Colorado. I work in Colorado. She has a beautiful family. I have a beautiful family as well. And so excited about when you get to talk to people and work with people that just do an amazing job for their communities. And so, you know, she's been in California, works in mountain communities, understands it, you know, that mountains community so well, has those great relationships with people. And so it's just fun to be able to talk. So Allison, thank you for being on the show today. Sorry, I'm on the other side of the country today, but it's an exciting time doing some mortgage stuff and learning some stuff and growing. I was in Detroit yesterday, which wasn't as nice as Colorado. So I'm on the in-between, and I'll be back this week. So Allison, why don't you tell us first how to get a hold of you, how people can get a hold of you, and then we'll move into kind of your story and what and how you got involved in this thing called real estate.
Yeah, absolutely. So I work for Coldwell Banker First Choice Realty in Woodland Park, Colorado. The best way to get a hold of me is on my cell phone. My phone number is 719-433-8298, or you can email me at dreampikespeak@gmail.com. I live, work, and play in the mountains, so phone service doesn't always work. So a lot of times a text message is the fastest way to reach me.
Yeah, that's kind of cool that we can use technology like that when, you know, the cell signal isn't good. You can absolutely text and get a hold of you, that kind of stuff. So how'd you get started? Tell us a little bit about you and why you do what you do and how you got going, what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So real estate is in my family history. My grandma was a real estate agent. And when I was a little girl, I would go to open houses with her. And I always loved it. 28 years ago, I decided to get my real estate license in Kansas. During that process, I ended up getting pregnant and having a baby, and I decided that I wanted to stay home and raise my kids. I stayed home for 23 years, homeschooling my kids. I ended up having 8 beautiful children. So real estate went on the wayside, but I always had a heart and passion for it. Back in 2017, I talked about it throughout the years. My husband said, you know, stop talking about it. It's why don't you do it again? And so I talked to my family and they were very supportive. So I got my license in 2017 here in Colorado. And I've been doing real estate ever since. I absolutely love it. I'm passionate about it. And it's a lot of fun.
Oh, my. That is so cool. So you're in the mountain communities. What is different about a mountain community compared to some of the other communities you worked with?
Absolutely. The biggest thing up here is a lot of times you're building on hillsides. It's not flat. It's not level. We're dealing with wells. So there's a lot of things that you have to have knowledge of that you're not dealing with down in the city limits. So having knowledge and expertise in those things is very important. Also up here in Teller County, we have a lot of mining claims. So that's a whole nother curveball that we deal with up here in this area as well.
Gotcha. Is snow removal ever an issue where you guys are at, where, you know, as people are thinking about buying a house, they have to worry about how am I going to get rid of the snow to get into my house or anything like that?
Well, I chuckle because yesterday I was out looking at property to list. And at one point I was post-holing from my knees to my waist in snow and I couldn't get back into the lot. And so I finally said, this one, we have to wait until spring. Cause I was even post-holing with snowshoes. So it's its own beast. I said, we're not getting in there without a snowmobile right now. So then I ended up on a 2-track trail out in Cripple Creek, ended up getting stuck. Could hardly get out in 4 low. Luckily, I ended up getting out, but we end up in some interesting places. So sometimes southern facing lots is very important, very key out here.
Do they try to build them with southern facing instead of having north facing driveways, or is it just because of whatever the view can be? Or is that kind of, you find most of them are southern facing or west facing instead of the northern ones,
it doesn't matter? They go all directions. The biggest thing is if you have a southern facing lot, the sun is going to hit that in the winter time and melt off that snow. So those lots are more desirable because you can get in and out of your driveways easier. So you just deal with it. We get snow up here usually starting the middle of October, and our last snowfall is usually around Mother's Day in May. The fall snows and the spring snows come and go very fast. Spring snows are our heaviest, but they melt fast. But it's beautiful. We get a lot of sunshine up here. It's about wearing the right clothes. We have over 300 days of sunshine a year. So it's beautiful. You just have to dress right and be prepared for a long winter.
What can somebody expect in the summer? Because I know summers are just amazing. I know there's a campground in Cripple Creek, the KOA that we go to with our fifth wheel. It's supposedly like way up high or something, like the highest KOA one in the country or something like that. What are summers like for people up there?
Oh, summers is magical up here. It's usually in the 70s, sometimes low 80s. It really doesn't get hotter than that. There's no need for air conditioning up here. All you do is open your window and let the breeze flow through. We get a lot of people that own second homes up here, and they get out of the heat where they live and come to the mountains in the summertime. So we are a tourism community, and we usually tourism starts in May after that snowmelt and goes until the leaves turn golden on the aspen trees. That's a very beautiful time up here.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. One thing, I'm sitting here in Tampa right now and just thinking about, you know, the summer in Colorado where you live and going, this is miserable here, you know, with the humidity and everything else, and just going, yeah, it's great and there's sunshine right now, but there's no way I would trade that for Colorado where you live and that kind of stuff. So what, you know, as we talk about, what makes you probably one of the best agents up there or exceptional as an agent? What is it that you do different than maybe other agents that are in the same area that you're at?
So one of the things that's unique about me is I actually do a lot of vacant land. I do residential sales and luxury real estate as well. But 70% of what I do is vacant land. I ended up in that when we came out here to Colorado, we were the crazy family that camped and built a house with our family. And we did that whole journey to make it here in Colorado. So there's a lot of people that have similar dreams to do things like that. So in some ways we can be an inspiration for them. And we've had the experience of the pros and cons of doing that. In that journey, my husband became a builder. And so we own a construction company also. So I have a lot of knowledge as far as the building process. So I just ended up in vacant land kind of as my niche because I have knowledge that a lot of agents don't have when it comes to the building process up here. So I stopped fighting it and started embracing it. I work with a lot of land investors. They make up a large portion of my clientele as well. So I love it.
Oh, cool. A question that I've had, you know, I just went to, I was in Detroit at United Wholesale Mortgage, and they're talking about all their land loans and that kind of stuff. How long does it take from the time somebody would purchase some land and then want to build, you know, something on that spot from start to finish to get done where your guys are at?
Well, what's the average ticket? It just depends. So there's a joke that we have winter and build season. And so it depends when you start your process. So the ideal time is actually going to be looking for your land in the winter time or securing it the year before so that you're doing all your design work in the winter time. Come March, you're ready to submit your building plans to the building department because you want to be able to jump right out of the gate after that snow melts and get that house done and dried in. So we really want homes to be dried in before the winter time, and then they work on them. So 8 months is a fast build. It could take up to a year and a half, just depending upon when you get started. The more remote you are, the longer it takes because it's a lot harder to get workers out to those areas. And so you'll also pay a premium getting workers to go to those areas. So that comes into play as well.
And then do some people try to live on the land, like bring up campers or fifth wheels or that kind of stuff after they bought it while they're waiting for the build? Or is it mostly vacation luxury homes that are built up there?
We have both. We have a lot of people that want to come out here and camp and live in campers. All the counties have put up regulations to permit to make it so people don't live in their RVs year round. So most of the counties up here have 60 or 90 calendar days per year of camping that is permitted. If the HOA has a stricter rule, that is, of course, going to be the rule that supersedes that. There are some subdivisions that do allow you to camp during the build process after your building permit has been pulled, and you generally have 1 year to get your build complete.
Okay. So that sounds to be really good. So you're walking somebody through. I come to you and I say, hey, I would love to have some land up in the mountains. And then what do I expect from you as we try to figure out what does that look like or where to go, or, you know, what are some of the questions that you ask that you would want somebody to know?
Well, I really find it's quite a journey because you have to go from this idealizing to realizing the process. And a lot of people have big dreams and ideas, and sometimes necessarily the rules or guidelines that the government puts in place doesn't match with their ideas. Also, a lot of times what they want for their budget doesn't line up. So there's going to be a curve of learning the inventory and what they can get, what they're after. And asking a lot of questions, because a lot of times when people come to me, they're coming with a big broad stroke dream, but they don't have those details finalized yet. And so we learn that as we go along through the process and we're looking at land. And I think the most important thing is to get out here in person and walk it, because it's hard online because pictures don't show slope. They don't show the whole neighborhood, and it's almost impossible to gain that. So field trips are great.
Oh, that's so cool. And I can probably see that, you know, even if you're looking in the winter for land, there's snow on it. So you can't really tell what the land looks like maybe necessarily. Oh, that is cool that you're able to do that and walk people through that process. Is there restrictions for like Airbnb and short-term rentals and that kind of stuff that are in the counties where you're at?
There are. It's constantly changing. So I tell people, just because short-term rentals are permitted right now doesn't mean that they will be permitted in the future. So it's really good wisdom to have a backup plan in case legislation changes those rules. We are constantly seeing changes. There's changes going on within Woodland Park and Cripple Creek. And, you know, there's a lot going on in legislation for short-term rentals. So it's always good, I think, if you're going to go that investment route and it is allowed, to have a plan B if it's not allowed. It is a great opportunity. We had a short-term rental that we would just rent during the summer months, and we would make $30,000 a summer off of it. So there is great potential.
Wow. And so after you don't get grandfathered in or anything, like literally after you had it and it was allowed and you bought it, they could take that away?
We are seeing that happen some. Yeah, we're seeing that happen some in some places. We're seeing some cities doing a grandfathering status. Honestly, right now, I think the local governments are a little confused on what they can and can't do, along with HOAs. So we're seeing a lot of pushes at the state level as well. And it doesn't look as positive for short-term rentals in the future.
Wow. So then it would be more like a second home then that you would bring your family up to. And
It's kind of hard because living in a tourism town, the short-term rentals are job providers for our local people. So if we lose those short-term rentals, we have people that will lose their jobs. But the other side of the coin is there's always two sides to the coin, is we don't have affordable housing either for locals. So short-term rentals drive up the housing price.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, it sounds like you really know the area. What do you think is going to happen over the next few years? I mean, and do you think housing prices are going to go down? Or are they going to continue to skyrocket? Colorado is this weird enigma, I think, of housing, where, you know, even though, you know, rates may be up, the housing prices still are up. People love to live in Colorado. What are some of the things that you're thinking are going to happen?
You know, it's really interesting because what we hear on the media and what we're experiencing a lot of times are really different things. So my main MLS is the Pikes Peak MLS. I am a member of RE Colorado as well, but the Pikes Peak MLS is my main MLS. And just to give you an idea, in January of 2023, there were 738 homes sold between El Paso and Teller County and the Pikes Peak MLS. This January, there were 1,753 homes sold. That is more than double. Those numbers give you a huge indication to what's going on. There is a lot of pent-up demand in buyers that have been waiting for the interest rates to drop. Now that we're coming down a little bit, you know, they're making those moves. They've been waiting for over a year to buy, and we still have fairly low inventory. We are seeing longer days on market, but honestly, coming into more normalization.
Yeah, and that interest rate thing, you know, trying to play that game seems to be, you know, wreak havoc on the industry because it's, you know, should we wait, should we not wait? And then all of a sudden, there might be buyer's wars or, you know, now that the, you know, interest rate drops even a little bit. I think we're people are believing that the clearance sale of the 2% is over, and so they're ready to get going on the more normalized rates. How do you help people kind of navigate that? Is, you know, well, I'm waiting, I'm not waiting. Are you telling them, hey, you better take advantage of it while you can? Or what are some things you're saying to folks?
Well, here's the thing is when the interest rates drop, it's just going to drive the housing prices up more because people have that pent up demand and they've been waiting, and then they're going to start bidding above list price again. So right now we're able to get most of our homes, depending on that price point, 1-3% under list value on average. Whereas you remember what it was like a year ago and all that craziness where some people were paying $100,000 more for a home than it was listed for. And you had to waive all your inspections, appraisals to even have a shot. People were writing 14, 15 offers just to get something accepted. It was not normal. It was exasperating for buyers. Now buyers have the opportunity to get in there and buy, deal with inspection items, get their things taken care of, get the houses for a reasonable rate, and they're not in bidding wars. So it's a great time to buy right now.
Yeah, and even though the snow's on the land, it's probably a great time to buy some land as well, I'm assuming, to think about those builds that are there, even though now you're building the house of your dreams and building what you want. Do you find it difficult for a lot of the buyers who want to do that to find the right financing and find the right process? Do you help out with that process as well, or you just turn them over to some of your preferred lenders?
Yeah, I have a couple preferred lenders that really specialize with land loans and construction loans that I'm able to send people to. It's not something that every lender does, so it's great to have those niche people that you work with that you're able to send people to. So we haven't had any issues getting land loans.
Do you send people to that first before you ever even start looking at land, or what's kind of your process to when somebody comes to you?
First, we set them up on a property search, and then I talk to them about getting pre-qualified with the lender if lending is the route that they're going to go. A lot of people will do cash with land purchases, and then they can roll that in towards their down payment on their construction loan is their equity that they have into that process. So there's options for that if they're buying their land cash outright, which is great. If they are needing to get a loan, it's really important that they know what they can qualify for and what their budget is before we start shopping. I also like to talk to them about some of the general costs to build because it is different up here in the mountains versus other areas of the country. And so a lot of times that can be a sticker shock for people. So they may decide that they want to go with something existing over building new. Nice thing about building new is you get exactly what you want, but there's also a price tag that comes with that in this area.
Yeah, I can imagine the you know, the person who buys the perfect piece of land and then has to build a tough shed on it because they don't have, you know, don't have the ability to be able to do it. So I can see that happening. I imagine there's not a lot of first-time home buyers and that kind of stuff in the area. Like you said, the workers have trouble finding affordable housing. Where do they live? Are they driving in a long ways, or how does that work?
Well, we do have first-time home buyers. Unfortunately, usually those are two-income workers to be able to qualify to buy a house. But the nice thing is out here in the mountains, you know, we can do FHA with low down payments or USDA rural type loans. So there are programs available to help those first-time home buyers. And right now, since we're not in a multiple offer competing situation like we were a year ago, those buyers now have the opportunity to compete with purchases. Whereas before, when prices were getting bid up, they really couldn't play that game. So this is a great time for them to buy. Also, winter is a great time for local buyers to buy. We see a slight dip in the housing prices in the winter over the summertime. So it's a great time for locals.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, also, I can't believe we talked this much so far today. And so I have enjoyed it. Learning all kinds of stuff about, you know, the county that I had no idea with. I mean, I've traveled through it. I do stuff through it. Please tell us one more time how to get a hold of you. And then maybe any other closing thoughts that you would want to make sure that somebody who's watching this would know, because I want them to call you, because if they're looking for a mountain home and they're looking at a beautiful place like Southern Colorado, you are absolutely the person that they need to call and get it all the right.
Yeah, it's Allison Cantrell, and my number is 719-433-8298. I'm at Coldwell Banker First Choice Realty. You can email me at dreampikespeak@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook, and social media platforms as well, if you prefer that way. I love and I am passionate about connecting with people and helping people and help make their mountain dreams a reality. It's such an honor to get to be a part of that process. So I'm very passionate about that, and I'd love to help anyone. If there are other agents that don't really want to deal with land and they're wanting an agent to help out with land, I'd love to connect with them and partner with them and assist them as well.
Well, that's perfect. Well, like I said before, thank you. Like I say on every single one of our podcasts, first, if you're watching this and you're wondering if you can do it, you can. You just have to have a plan and a strategy and let us help you do that. The second thing is you deserve this. This has been a dream of yours, you know, from the time you watched, I don't know, a show on television that you wanted to have your own land in the mountains in this beautiful place. This is the time to do it. You deserve it. Our country is built on people being able to pursue their dreams. And finally, the biggest thing is let us help you. You know, it's not every day that somebody goes out and buys a mountain home. It's not every day that somebody goes out and buys land and then builds a home on it. And it's not every day that somebody just goes and buys a home, period, wherever it's at. And so the experts are, you know, folks like Allison and myself who spend our days every day trying to figure out ways for you to be able to realize homeownership or second homeownership, or, you know, if it's feasible to have, you know, short-term rental, you know, things. So make sure that you're calling us. Make sure that you're talking to us. And so, you know, I appreciate you guys being here on another episode of the Mile High Real Estate Podcast. I promise you, if you call Allison, you're going to get one of those agents who knows what she's doing, somebody who is going to help you through the process, somebody who cares about people, and just a gem to be able to have. And Allison, again, thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it. I look forward. Hopefully we can come back. Maybe we can find one of your clients who went through this process in about 6 or 7 months and bring them on, if you're willing, and we can talk about what their process was like from their perspective. And so I would love to be able to do that with one of your clients if you'd be willing to do that with me. So
thank you very much.
All right. So you guys have a wonderful, awesome, just incredible day, and we will look forward to talking with you soon. This is Brian Arnold, and if you are listening to this part, you've just watched one of our episodes of the Mile High Real Estate Spotlight, where we've just talked to one of the best of the best. And I want to thank whichever guest that was here. They are phenomenal. They are amazing. They are the top of the top, the best of the best that are in our industry that are here with us today. And so I encourage you to please, please call them, pick their brains. They work for you. They enjoy working for you. They are incredibly good at it. And so I want to make sure that you give them a call. So whatever, whoever you listen to, whichever one you saw that you were there, please do that. The other thing is everyone deserves a home. Everyone deserves a home. I say that at the end of my show, you deserve it. Let us help you do it. My goal is to make sure that we see home ownership. It just sickens me to see apartment complexes continue to go up, because I know those are people who haven't been able to make the call or figure out a plan. So let us help put that plan together for you. I have some websites that allow you to do that, but and I'll put those in the bottom, but please do. I am a lender. I do work in the lending space. If you do not already have somebody who's pre-qualified you, I would love to be able to have that opportunity to earn your business and qualify you. My number is 720-682-2223. That's 720-682-2223. Give me a call anytime, and I would love to be able to help you with that. We also do living trust. And so when we think about an estate, that to try to avoid probate and make sure that doesn't happen. So whether it's you, if you own a home, and you should have a living trust. And I will say that everyone, not just deserves it, everyone needs a living trust if they own a home. And then finally, just wanted to thank you for watching these episodes. And so please tune in to more. Would love for you to see and be able to shop around. So thank you for doing that. Again, I want to make sure that you know that you can do this. You deserve this. And let us help you make it happen. You guys have an awesome, wonderful, awestruck, incredible day today.